Today, we'd like to see the title over the hope in heaven in Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number 1, in verse 5, because of the hope which is laid out for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in knowledge of God. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? In verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? First of all, you may see map of Colossae and Ephesus over there. So in Paul the Orestes' last or first trip to Rome, Paul wrote Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Philemon in light of the book of Acts chapter 28:16-30. Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. Epaphras might have been converted in Ephesus, where Paul taught the word of God for 2 years in Paul's third mission trips. In light of the book of Acts chapter 19:1-10, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, and this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And then Epaphras went 100 miles or 160 kilometers away from Ephesus to Colossae, see above the map, and founded the Church of Colossians. While Paul was arrested at the house in Rome, Epaphras may have been co-prisoner in Philemon's chapter 1:23. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greet you. Upon hearing of a heretic problem, Colossian church, Colossians chapter 2:4, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with the persuasive words. Paul would have written this letter to Colossians through Timothy. Paul never visited Colossae or Colossae. Explanation number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. An apostle means a person sent out by the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's apostle authority for Jesus Christ was given by God's will, although he was different from the other 12 apostles, book of Acts chapter 1:26, and they cast their whole and the lot fell unmatized, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles, so total 12 apostles. Timothy, our brother, so Paul as the sender this letter introduced himself to be a legitimate apostle, not false apostle. Timothy, our brother, Timothy, the deliverer of this letter, was Paul's brother in Christ and Paul's spiritual son. Timothy trained spiritually by Paul. The First Timothy chapter 1 to 2 Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, peace from God our Father, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who were in Colossae, receivers were the born again Christians in Colossae or Colossae. Grace, peace from God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace coming from God through Jesus Christ. Grace and peace is a Paul's typical greeting, as well as grace, mercy, and peace. All comes from God through Jesus Christ, not from any others. Grace to you, peace. Verse 3. We give thanks to God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Thanks to God through Jesus, not through any others, praying always for you. Paul neither visited nor met the saints in Colossae, but pray always for them. Prayer transcends the location because it is in the spirit realm, not physical realm. Ephesians chapter 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love of all the saints. Paul and Timothy heard of their faith and their agape love from Epaphras in verse 7. The root of faith is the word of God. The root of love is the spirit, because the fruit of the spirit is agape love. Romans chapter 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Galatians chapter 5:22. But the fruit of the spirit is love, agape love, then other evident character, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and so on. Verse 6, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Your hope is in heaven, not in the earth. Over in the true word of the gospel, by faith in of the gospel, you have the living, incorruptible, or undefiled hope. So because of your faith upon gospel is the true word, you know, the truth, the word of the true word. 1 Peter chapter 1:34, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, living hope, and to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. First reserved for you. That is the living hope in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:32-4. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sin according to scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to scriptures. That is gospel. The gospel true word. Verse 6, that's a question 1. Which has it come to? So therefore, we can apply to our life as we can overcome a lot of difficulty or suffering on the earth because of the living hope in heaven. Verse 6, which he who has come to you, as it has also in all the world, and it bring forth a fruit, singular, as it is also among you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. as it has also in all the world. Then the gospel was carried far beyond the Roman ruling territories, even in India, by Thomas. Although transportation or communication was not much more developed than today. Much less developed than today. That's the carrying the gospel by the spirit, not by flesh. Like many human programs, like today, many human programs, budgets, or slogan. Colossians chapter 3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Colossians chapter 1:23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Fruit, since the day heard and knew the grace of God in truth, after by grace of God, they were saved through faith in the word of the truth of the gospel. They produce agape love, the fruit of the spirit, which is evident in many characteristics, joy, long-suffering, peace, and so on. Ephesians chapter 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Verse 7, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Epaphras preached the gospel as taught the word of God to them, which become the church of Colossians. Church is not, you know, the tangible building, intangible, you know, incorruptible soul is the church. So that's the essence. He was Paul's co-minister, now co-prisoner in Philemon chapter 1:23. Then is the verse 8, who also declared to us your love in the spirit. Agape love in the original language Bible, the fruit of the spirit, agape, original language Bible is the agape love. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in many characteristics. Colossians 5:23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentle, self-control. Again, such the original law. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked, thinks no evil, do not rejoice in iniquity or sinfulness, but rejoice in the truth. So rejoice in the truth. Truth is the whole counsel of the entire Bible. Builds all things in the Bible. Believes all things in the Bible. Hopes all things in the Bible. Enjoys all things in the Bible. In the truth is all the Bible. Verse 9, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, as of the day when Paul and Timothy heard of the above stated things about them from Epaphras, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We keep on praying for all of you who know God's will. God's will is the number one words in the Bible. Number two, for God's glory. Number three, things given by God. So like a quail or manna, it gives God well. God, you know, did not give life. You couldn't do anything. So God gave strength, you know, everything. Understand it, God's will, by the Spirit, and have the wisdom to apply the understood divine will to each life. You know, that is wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1 to 7, the fear of the law is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, begin knowledge. Knowledge is then supposed to work through here, understand and the wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The Holy Spirit to work through, make the Word of God understand. Psalm 1:11-10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of a wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. So the Lord, you know, should be glorified. Verse 10, question 2, death, so that you may work worthy of the Lord, work another word, live, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Your life may be approved by God, as long as your life pleases God fully, worthy meaning approved God. Number two, second element of God's will in verse 9, glorified, produces the agape love fruit in every spiritual good work. God's will, know God more through the Bible. Only the spiritual doing according to God's will in verse 9 through me has eternal value. Everything else that I do is washed out through fire. Even 130 years lifetime will not last forever, but spiritual doing according to God's will through me shall have incorruptible reward or eternal value. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if anyone work is burnt, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so he has it through fire. Then all creatures are created to please God or for His glory. Ephesians chapter 1:5-6. Having predestined us to adoption as sons of God, Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. His will, good pleasure. So God's pleasure. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the beloved. Revelation chapter 4, 9-11. Wherever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lived forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne, worship Him who lived forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." God's will is created. So what the agape love is created. Then, all creatures are created to please God or for His glory. For example, Samaritan woman talked about Jesus Christ to please God. John 4:20-29. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the man, "Come see a man who told him all things that I ever did. Could this is the Christ, the Messiah?" 1 Corinthians chapter 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Verse 11, question 3. Strengthen the will Almighty according to His glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Your all might or power coming from the Lord of power. You can do all things through the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So Lord's, you know, resurrection power, you know. So all patience, long-suffering, joy. Those are evident characters of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit, verse 8. That is overflowing the Spirit. John chapter 7, 3-8. He who believed in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom whose believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So after, you know, is loads of power, then, you know, resurrection power. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to the partakers of the inheritance. Of the saints in the light. 12, thanks to the Father qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You give thanks to God because all of us are joint heirs of eternal inheritance with other Christians in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the darkness of Satan. Romans 8:17. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. I think we the verse 11, the last part. Those evident characters of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit, verse 8, that is overflowing the Spirit. John 7, 38-39. Who believed in me, as scripture said, I already read it. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1:8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory. So by faith is, we can, you know, full of glory in seeing, you know, in heaven. Verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Because of God's love through his Son, Jesus' death and resurrection, he delivers into eternal kingdom from the power of darkness held by Satan. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 15:21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of death. Hebrews 9:15, and for this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions on the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Eternal inheritance. Then, last verse 14, in whom we have a redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' blood was once for all for eternal redemption. The forgiveness sins are effective upon faith alone. Hebrews chapter 9:12, not with the blood goes and carries, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Book of Acts chapter 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. 1 John 2:2, and he himself is a propitiation or sacrifice for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the whole world. So we covered all three questions through explanation. Let's just sing all together. Maranatha song, the last chapter, page 51, number 12.